We had our normal reports from city officials. We had the mayor's report, tax commissioner's report, and the report from the director of public service and safety. Those were all brought forth to council. And then after that, we had a report from the electric committee. Chairman John Bupp, who was also the first ward councilman, kind of brought council up to speed as what took place in that meeting. And during that meeting, he explained that Craig Kleinance of AMP Ohio reviewed a waste heat recovery to power purchase agreement from Tallgrass, who are owners of Rockies Express Pipeline. And he explained that they are developing a power project that converts waste heat at REX compressor stations to baseload emission-free power. So basically what they're saying is that they're turning heat that leaves their turbines into green energy. So he discussed that and what it would cost. And we talked about entering into a purchase agreement only with them. So that was going to be brought for council at first reading. So we'll get into that in just a second. We had two ordinances that were up for their third reading. The first one was an ordinance approving the editing and inclusion of certain ordinances as parts of the various component codes of the codified ordinances of the City of St. Mary's. And in layman's terms, it basically means that anytime the state of Ohio updates their revised code, the city has to upgrade their language and their ordinance. And usually it's a once a year type update. So we passed for the third reading to move forward with that. We also heard an ordinance for the rezoning of 1.532 acres parcels of land along Noggle Street, located in the northwest quarter of Section 4 in St. Mary's Township in the City of St. Mary's. That has had two readings. This was the third. It was passed, so it is looking to be rezoned from R1, which is single family residential, to an R5 multifamily residential zone. And then, of course, as I mentioned, we had the first reading to approve the form and authorize the execution of the 2027 waste heat energy schedule with American Municipal Power and taking of other actions and connections therewith, and to declare an emergency. So basically what this is it has to come before council, and it is a power agreement that we would agree to buy the power that will be generated from Tallgrass. And this is this heat recovery to energy power that we would purchase. Craig Kleinance of AMP Ohio was on hand to kind of explain that a little bit more in detail to council members. And so basically what we will do, and after the third reading, we will enter into a purchase agreement only. So what this means is that we, the City of St. Mary's, normally when they enter into some various power agreements, it costs us to get involved with helping with infrastructure and maintenance. This one is not that way. This is just basically to purchase the power that Tallgrass generates. And that's it. So that was a good thing. So our current electrical portfolio is about 26% green energy. And with this moving forward, and if it passes legislation, this will bring our green energy up to 36% in our regular electrical portfolio for the City of St. Mary's. So a lot of things happened. And then, of course, after that, we went into executive session briefly to discuss personnel issues.